Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Photography is one of those art forms that many of us dabble in, or is it? We take pictures, and much of the time they're more documentary than artistic. And then we go to an art photography exhibit, and in the face of works that blend complicated methods and ideas and composition and commentary, we realize how much more there is to discover that's not just in front of the camera. Today we visit with one UMD photography student, Susanna Gaunt, who's in the Emerging Photographers exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute.
I am Susanna Gaunt, and I do mixed media.
What does that mean? What does it mean to you?
Well, that's a good question, because I think what it means to me is it allows me to bring in different types of media, whichever ones work for me for a given situation. I have focused mostly on photography and printmaking and drawing.
And are you an additive kind of artist then?
Talk about a process. Well, it's sort of been a work in progress, or my art making has been a work in progress, in that I came back to school specifically to learn different media, taking photography probably as a basis, which is more of a subtractive medium in my eyes, where you subtract out the world around you and focus on a specific area, and then learning drawing, learning printmaking, the techniques in order to add back in to that photography, or even build something from a blank canvas, and how can something that's subtractive be incorporated into that. So it doesn't always start with photography, and then how can I use photography to inform that or give me the ideas for that, so it may or may not be a part of the actual final piece.
So you are part of a local photography show. What's in it, and how did you get into the show?
So it is the Emerging Photographer Show at the Duluth Art Institute. And for years now, the Duluth Art Institute and UMD have had a relationship where they invite photographers to show their work to a juror, and that juror chooses from that group of photographers a selection for an exhibit. The students have to have taken a class in photography at UMD.
So what did you show them, and what did they pick?
Okay, so I only showed one body of work, and it was cyanotypes that I created mostly over a year in the advanced photo, and it specifically is cyanotype process. The cyanotype, for people who don't know, is an old traditional process where chemistry is applied to a paper, an art paper, and then you expose that paper to light using a negative. So you sandwich basically a negative with the coated paper, and the light exposes certain areas and not others, and then you wash it away, and you get basically a photograph that is blue, and that's the cyan part of the process. So you can play with the color blue itself by adding more or less water to your chemistry. I mean, actually, there's just so many different ways that you can play with the process. But one thing that I love about it today is that we're taking this old process, cyanotype process, and mixing it with the digital technology. And so in that particular class, you create images in Photoshop, and then you print them digitally on an inkjet printer on a transparency paper that's like a negative, and then you put that together with this, you know, art paper that's coated with this old chemistry, and expose it to light, which you can expose it to sunlight. We use UV tables, and then you process it, and you've got a beautiful image. It's a lot slower, takes a lot longer, and it can be frustrating, because there are times you go through the whole process and you don't get a good result, and so you have to start all over.
Talk about, what does it mean to be in this show?
I've been in some shows before. This is not my first one, but it always is cool to have your work up on the wall. It brings closure. It gives you direction when you're making your work. And it allows to share it with the public, which I think some of us might think we make art just for ourselves, but really, it's really about showing it to the world and communicating with the world.
Joining us was Susanna Gaunt here on Radio Gallery. You still have a few more weeks to see her work in the 2016 Emerging Photographer exhibit, on display through March 31st at the Duluth Art Institute. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Ian Ducharme, music by Willie Murphy. Listen again at KUMD.org under Programs. Have an idea for a guest? Drop me a note at jensen@kumd.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.